This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents Attack of the 50-Foot Women: How Gender Equality Can Save the World, by Catherine Mayer, read by Tanya Moody.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
If we were socially ambisexual, if men and women were completely and genuinely equal in their social roles, equal legally and economically, equal in freedom, in responsibility, and in self-esteem, then society would be a very different thing. What our problems might be, God knows. I only know we would have them. But it seems likely that our central problem would not be the one it is now, the problem of exploitation. Exploitation of the woman, of the weak, of the earth. Ursula Le Guin, Is Gender Necessary? The Language of the Night, Essays on Fantasy and Science Fiction, 1976. Introduction: The Shoulders of Giants. A colossal zombie Scarlett Johansson commandeered London's red buses a few years ago. She sprawled across the upper deck of a fleet of vehicles, face slack with simulated desire, mouth gaping wide enough to swallow a small terrier, breast